Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to this very interesting edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, I have Ramon Ray, the Ramon Ray. It's not a joke, guys. He is crushing the stage at the Small Business Expo here in Orlando, and I am having the amazing opportunity to interview him live. I mean, it doesn't happen like this very often.
It doesn't, and I'm glad to be with you, Julie.
Happy to be here. So, Ramon Ray, tell me, you have such high energy when you get on stage. We even had some interactions with people that were experiencing you in the moment. How do you keep that energy up, and what are you thinking about when you get on stage?
Well, thank you, and it's good to be here. But I think we all have energy. Everybody has energy. I look at people such as, say, a Seth Godin. He's nothing like me. But I look at him and like, dang, I wish I could have what he has. So thank you. But I think we all have energy. We all just show up different, right? There's mathematicians who are great in calculus. They may sit and study quietly with a candle, metaphorically. And others, they may just like to drink Mountain Dew and skateboard. Great people. So thank you for that. But I just want to let everybody know that we all have just different energy God's given us. I think that's one. And how to keep the energy up. I guess since it's me, I don't have to keep it up because it's me.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I'm not performing it. I'm not keeping it up. This is how I'm designed. And I think that if I'm helping others, I think that if the question is how to continue to serve, I think is the question. I think that's what I would say is that, do you have a heart to want to continue to serve others? Mm-hmm. And I think if you never lose the ability to want to be of service, then you will always be on. Yeah, you're going to get tired, etc. But I think of the hotel here, the staff, they don't have to think, oh, another customer's come with a question. Because, A, I ask them, they're hired for the aptitude of service. So for them, it's inside them when a customer comes and says, I need help with my bag, I can't find this room, I need this. There's no, how do we turn on? It's, I'm ready to serve. So for me, that's how I keep it on. When I'm on stage or off, I have a client here, right? They've engaged me to host an event, speaking transactionally. So this is my job. In the same way you do your thing, I do my thing, and you all are experts in what you do. So I think it's more, we're professionals, and if you don't perform, then that'll be a very short life you have doing what you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so the podcast I have is called Stay on Course, yeah. Ingredients for Success. Okay. And so I like to ask people, well, first I ask them, what is your favorite food?
So I like biryani with no caramelized onions, a little extra raisins and cashews, with butter chicken or chicken 69 from India, a little spicy with paratha and some gulab jamun on the side, with probably some Coca-Cola or Sprite that I rarely drink soda, but if I had to have my meal. And for dessert, it would be Mrs. Smith's apple pie warmed in the oven after it's out of the oven for no more than a minute or two, cold Häagen-Dazs strawberry ice cream right on top of that sucker.
Oh my gosh. Can we have that for lunch today?
We'll see what we can do.
Amazing. Okay, so if you were to pick three ingredients for your success in your work and in your life, what would they be?
Sure. I think one has only happened, sadly, but we all grow in the last few months, is embracing oneself. But you said for me is embracing who I am. I've been running from aspects of Ramon over the many years. People don't know, but it's inner work. But I'm embracing who I am, and I love being Ramon. So that's one, embracing me, who I am. I can't be somebody else. Somebody else can't be me. I'm embracing who I am and the skills and the characters that I have. I want to do better, be a better husband, better father, but embracing, that's one. Number two is the genuine love of people. Everybody's different. Not that everybody doesn't love people, but I happen to be very interested in people. How are you today? Uber drivers, I do a series of videos of Uber drivers. I love people. Tell me about your life. I met a guy from Afghanistan. He had two fingers like this. Normal people, oh my God, let me ask him. Oh, can we not look at him? No, I was all in. Dude, thanks for being an Uber driver. You got two fingers in your left hand. How did that happen? He told me the story of how he was blown up an IED. Beautiful story. Wow. So I think genuine love of people. Three, I love taking risk. I love failure. It excites me. Like, you know what? This can't happen. You probably shouldn't do it. Everybody else failed. My man, you said the wrong word. This is exactly the door we're going to go through. So I think those are three things. Failure, love of people, and whatever else I said.
You said embracing Ramon. Yes. That was the first one that you said. And I love that because this year, Ramon, I'm turning 50.
Congratulations. Oh, I thought you were 29.
I mean, you know.
And I'm 50 as well, by the way, everybody.
See, there you go, 1973.
That's exactly right. Except two for me, yes. Uh-huh.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that as we grow and develop as people, we sort of get into this mode like, wow, I'm really cool. I really like myself. I really like the life that I've chosen and developed for myself. What do you want to tell people that are right now in a place where they maybe wish they could be and are still on the journey to getting to that place where they really are embracing themselves? Yeah.
I think, Julie, it's so easy to be frustrated what we don't have and where we're not. I do that. I look at my bank account. It's a simple thing and wish other people around me have charter planes, private planes. Talking to our producer in the back end there. We have an inside joke, right? Other people have private planes or this, that, and the other. I don't. But my point is so we can all look what we don't have. But when I think of how blessed I am, people I know, getting to meet you just a short few weeks ago, people I've done stuff with where I've been at, I'm grateful. So I think that, yes, always want to do better. We can always learn from each other. Always we can learn from each other. But I think if we spend more time, here's the cards I have at a game of Uno or Monopoly. Take your pick. Here's the cards I have. Now what can I do with it? I think that's where it gets exciting.
It is exciting. And it's exciting to be the author of your life.
It is. I like that. It should be a t-shirt. Author of Your Life by Julie Ringa.
Having the ability to be the author of your life, I think is the one most exciting thing that we can all get to. It's understanding your purpose, your passion, and being able to direct it in a way in which you feel excited to get up every day. And I talk about this all the time, that every day should be I get to and not I have to. You know,
right. And I'm hearing that word more and more. A friend of mine, Glenn Lundy, I think you may came across him, I'm sure, at the at VCon we were at. Other people say this, but I'm hearing this a lot from him. He'll pause often. He'll say, well, I get to go to Tennessee and lead an event. And I hear him changing his wording. So I like that aspect. Trash is full. I get to take the trash out. You know how many people in the world, due to physical ailments, maybe they had some, you know, served in our country in war, whatever, they can't take the trash out.
Right.
So for me, at the age of 50 that we are, I am so grateful to God that, yeah, I get to lift that sucker out, take that trash out. Done.
Well, Ramon Ray, you are changing the world. You are inspiring us. You're inspiring the leaders here today. And I'm just so blessed to spend this time with you here today. And tell us, where can my audience find out more about what you're doing?
Sure. And thank you, by the way, for having me. I appreciate it. Whatever she's doing is amazing. Thanks to our video producer as well. But you can find me out at RamonRay.com, RamonRay.com, RamonRay.com.
Thank you, Ramon, for being a part of the Stand Course podcast. By the way, this is just one of our first episodes with Ramon Ray. He's going to come on the podcast again and talk about how to build your personal brand. And I'm excited for that conversation. I look forward to it. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Julie. You're welcome. It's good to be here.
My dad, Ennio Riga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.